So let's start with the rhythm guitar part. This will be in the key of C, and then we have a short break where it winds up in the key of D. We're in the key of C, so we'll expect C's, A minors, F's, and G's. We start off, though, with this. Now, what I'm doing there is I'm just muting all six strings right around the third fret. I don't want to hold it too hard because then I'll get a sound, just enough to kill it. With the pick, I'm going down, down, up, down, up, down, up for each measure. We'll have four measures of that, and then we'll have our rhythm pattern. Now, I just played it with a real open, sustained pattern. If you listen to the original recording, it's real short and muted. So I'm going to show you both ways. So we'll need a C chord. Finger 3, you're on the 5th string 3rd fret. Finger 2, you're on the 4th string 2nd. Finger 1, you're on the 2nd string 1st. We'll hit the 5th string with the pick and then strum the first 3 strings of the downstroke. Then we'll move the 3rd finger of the fretting hand up to the 6th string 3rd fret. Hit that and then strum again. We call this the alternating bass pattern. We'll have two of these with the C chord. Then we'll go to the A minor chord. So to make the A minor from the C, all you do is move the 3rd finger to the 3rd string 2nd fret. And that means finger 1 remains on the 2nd string 1st fret. Finger 2 is on the 4th string 2nd. The pick will still hit the 5th and 6th strings now, even though they're open. Then we'll have an F chord. This is the 3rd finger on the 4th string 3rd fret. Finger 2 on the 3rd string 2nd fret. Finger 1, you hold down the first 2 strings, 1st fret. And I do that by flattening out the tip of the finger. With the pick, we'll hit the 4th string and then strum. And then we'll reach the 3rd finger up to the 5th string 3rd fret, hit it, and strum. We have just one measure of the F there. And I go back to the C. Then for the G, we'll have that. And there's this walk in here. Now, to play this G chord, I'm moving the 3rd finger up to the 6th string 3rd fret, and then I have my 4th finger, which is your little finger, on the 1st string 3rd fret. That's all I'm holding down. I'll hit the 6th string, then I'll strum, then this walk is the 5th string open, followed by the 5th string 2nd fret. And then I go back to the C chord and play the alternating bass pattern one time. And that's the intro. Now, to make it muted, all I do is, as soon as I strum the chord, I take my left hand and I lay it down so that the 3rd finger kills the strings. I don't take my fingers completely off of the strings because I need to be able to go right back to them. That's what I'm looking for. So the only thing that's really happening is I'm releasing my grip and my 3rd finger is laying down to kill the first 4 strings. And that gives me that muted sound. With the F, C, G. So we're just looking for a muted sound after the chord hits. We just want to kill it. And that's closer to what you're hearing on the recording. From here, we go into the first verse. So let's take a look at that.